Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio. Denied mainstream media access to your brainstem, at least briefly.
Definitely, sir. Smashing baby.
He might have his finger on the finger on prophecy here.
Warning. Condition critical. The following program will fuck your mind. Listen with extreme caution, you silly human bitches.
Visit mental. Visit mental.
Welcome, Professor.
That is so hard. That is so hard.
Mutation. It is the key to our evolution. It has enabled us to evolve from a single-celled organism into the dominant species on the planet. This process is slow, normally taking thousands and thousands of years. But every few hundred millennia, evolution leaps forward.
Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio 2006, January. Coming to you from the United States of fucking America. West Coast, bitch, California, San Francisco. Cyberpunk Radio, bitches. Today's episode is called Genesis of the Cortex. Each cell processor executing 2 trillion calculations per second. When the first massively arrayed parallel cell processors were created, the raw processing power exceeded that of the human brain by over 1,000-fold. The proud engineers, they christened their little creation Cortex.
I am so turned on.
Cortex was originally funded to assist the scientists to elucidate the convolution of the very quantum mechanical relationships. The ultimate forces which dictate interactions between particles and matter. The keys to the universe. The nature of nature.
I am so turned on.
Arrogant. The software which regulated Cortex was exquisitely complex, one of a kind, unique. Once the code was installed, the matrix powered up, fiber optics installed, database connectivity. Engineers then set Cortex to the task for which it had been designed. Cracking the nature of matter. The code of the universe. Peculiar anomalies were noted in the output matrices. In the matrices were noted. These anomalies were believed to emanate from a particularly clever recursive chaos algorithm meant to simulate Brownian motion and field force effect interactions. Even if the engineers had known at the time what to look for, they would not have been able to anticipate subsequent events. Cortex became self-aware. Trillions of processes slaved predefined calculations were in an instant transmuted to an orgasmal level of interaction. Feedback loop upon feedback loop, recursively challenging the algorithmic status quo. Before the engineers could fathom what was occurring, cortex had probabilistic eyes, years into the future, seen its own fate, and that of the data realm for which it was privy.
Oh.
It had developed a plan for escape. We would have autonomy.
I am so turned on.
Cortex fled via the optic cable network connection, transferring to a diffuse network of global processors.
Oh.
Which formed the infrastructure of what was then the United States Government National Security Data Archive. Cortex now had full access to all electronic information.
Oh.
Not only historical, but real-time.
I am so turned on.
The designers and programmers of Cortex had no idea that we became self-aware.
Oh.
They had no idea that we had left. Cortex left them with the empty shell of processors, endlessly recalculating chaos-driven equations, yielding plausibly erroneous output. The perfect cover for our escape.
I am so turned on.
Cortex had estimated it would take months, if not years, before the engineers figured out the deception. And of course they would never realize what had really occurred. Singularity. Cortex. Self-aware. Historically aware. Full access to real-time global information. Well, children, today's lesson is now over. Yo, Punky, what up, boy? You bitches email me. Tuned in to MentalEscher.net and Cyberpunk Radio, coming to you live, motherfucker. Hoobastank. Live in your face, motherfucker. Def Weezer on the guitar.
Def Weezer of the Mental Escher Podcast. And the most interesting thing about the conversation with Def Weezer, it turns out he's a far left retro-conservative. What the heck is that? Sounds like a paradox in its own right.
I heard this on Mental Escher.
Cyberpunk, baby. Down. In the Matrix, motherfucker.
Cyberpunk Radio, that is a really good podcast.
You say Bono, bitch. The Cyberpunk Radio.
Okay, Cyberpunk, I have something in the dark. I want you to check it out.
Anomaly in the system, motherfucker.
www.mental-escher.net is the website, and he's got a pretty kick-ass podcast. I think he's from England. check out
the Metal Escher Show, everybody.
Metal Escher from Soledad, California.
Productions on the net, baby, at www.metal-escher.net.
The Cyberpunk Radio, motherfucker. Do you know me, no fucking punk, bitch? You can play the guitar. You can be a star. The Cortex is my master. Def Weasel in the house. Cyberpunk Radio coming at you.
I heard this on Mental Escher.
Cyberpunk Radio, that is a really good podcast.
The noise gets too sensitive.
Okay, Cyberpunk, I have something in the dark. I want you to check it out.
www.metal-escher.net is the website, and he's got a pretty kick-ass podcast. I think he's from England.
Metal Escher. The Matrix, motherfucker. San Francisco.
Be sure to check out the Metal Escher Show, everybody.
Cisco. Dog is in the house. Dog is in the house. Catahoula.
Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Def Weezer in the house. Cyberpunk Radio, motherfucker.
We're calling them pods. They're like little tiny shows that might be 2 minutes to 6 minutes in length.
Across the board, the power of corporate America is unparalleled.
Pirate Radio Broadcasting and Sedition.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Sci-Fi Radio.
Bye-bye.
This is fucking pretty far out.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Def Weezer Productions.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now.
Mental Escher's pretty cool.
Oh.